What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm no good at taking good advice, and I'm self-careless, so don't tell me twice that lately I've been so stuck in my head that I forget just about everything my therapist said. Maybe I'm self-helpless. Maybe I'm self-helpless. Maybe I'm self-helpless. Maybe we are all self-helpless.
Hi everyone, welcome to Self-Helpless. I'm Delaney Fisher, and today I'm sharing a conversation I had with my friend Chris Hilberg a few years ago, who was my operations manager at the time we recorded this. She's now crushing it with her own PR firm. Shout out to Media Muse, by the way. And this is a private podcast episode I shared with my email list, the D-List, over at DelaneyFisher.com. It's free to join if you'd like to get the resources I share over there. And this discussion is all about evergreen podcasting tips for introverts. Of course, these tips can be applied to any platform you may have or want to start, but we focused on podcasting because that's my medium of choice. And this topic was actually submitted by one of my email list subscribers, and I thought it was such a great idea. So we collected questions from people on my list about this topic. Chris asked some of her own questions as well. And whether your platform is for your business, it's a hobby, you use it, you know, to promote a project of yours, there are so many different ways to connect and get your stuff out there. And we just have to find what works for us at the time. So Chris interviewed me about my experience podcasting as an introvert and basically how those of us who don't want excessive exposure because it makes us uncomfortable for one reason or another, maybe you don't like the unwanted attention or you feel that certain platforms are a time suck for you or whatever it might be, how we can still have a successful platform and the things we can put in place to protect our energy, privacy, time, etc., while still showing up and being visible to the people we'd like to reach. So this episode is more about the approach I've taken in certain areas as a content creator. And it's so funny to even be considered a content creator since I deleted all my social media, but I guess I technically am. Very weird. But hoping this helps those of you who may be trying to find the right balance for yourself. And I can definitely release an episode later on sharing optimization tips and hacks for podcasting and your platform and those kinds of logistics and action steps. But this episode is really about how to work with your personality instead of against it. So here we go.
Well, 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 if it isn't Chris,
you don't see me enough, do you?
Speaking of introverts, what a weird way to start. Can you see how comfortable I am being on display? Anyway, yeah. What a great episode topic. I would have never picked this topic myself, and it is so juicy. Why don't we just start off by talking about, you know, are you an introvert, extrovert, ambivert? What kind of vert are you, Chris?
You know, I always thought I was an extrovert because I think I thought extrovert meant that you were the social butterfly, you were outgoing. However, I've since learned that you can be both, and it's like giving energy, getting energy. And I think I was even just telling you this the other day, when I was, you know, 18, 19, 20, I was completely an extrovert, like partying, being out with hundreds of people. That was totally, it like fueled me, gave me energy. I loved it. And I really didn't need time to like recoup. And now that I've hit my 30s, I'm like, oh my God, a party never, like once a year. And other than that, it's like very small, intimate groups. I need like alone time. I need to recoup. So I don't know. I think I might be an is it ambivert? Because you're both?
A little bit of both. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel very similarly. When I was younger, I could totally do the parties, being around a ton of people. I felt like I really fed off of that energy and thrived in it. And as I've gotten older, I have realized that what gives me energy is really a lot of alone time or spending time with people in very intimate groups or settings. Like, one-on-one time with somebody I'm close to feels great and energizing, and like a few of my friends. But anything that gets to be, you know, anything that's a big group, or especially like a big group of people I just don't know, and a lot of small talk is involved, that's when I find myself, my energy just, it leaves my body pretty quick.
Yeah.
So, oh yeah. Yes. But I get, yeah, I think technically we would probably be considered ambiverts. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I very much lean more towards introversion. And a lot of people are very surprised to hear that, because my background is, you know, I was a stand-up comedian, and then I've been part of the Self-Helpless podcast, which has gotten a lot of, you know, attention and visibility and stuff. And I think people are surprised to hear that, you know, I'm not into all of it. There's certain things I really love about it, but there's certain things that I've really had to set very clear boundaries and protect my energy with, because it's not the natural state that I feel the most comfortable in.
Should you explore podcasting if you're an introvert? Because it is a lot of talking, but let's go down that road of all the things or all the ways it could be really great for you.
I can speak for myself. It has been a great path as an introvert. And the reason is because you can do it by yourself if you want. You can do it on your own, or you can do it with a friend, somebody you love and trust, or a couple friends if you have more than one co-host.
Right.
And it can feel like you are just having a conversation with your friend. Of course, I recommend the path of pre-recording the podcast versus live stream stuff as an introvert, if you find that seeing the immediate feedback and comments and questions coming in gives you a lot of anxiety or stress, or really gets you in your head. For me, it absolutely does. So I'm not a live stream person. What's nice is you can sit with the content for a little bit. Like when you're done recording the podcast, you can go about your day. You can add things later if you want. You can change some things. You have time to actually be very mindful about it. And you're not seeing that immediate feedback, which I have found to be very helpful, because things, you know, when I've participated in being on other platforms like Instagram or other things like that, when you post something, you see that shit immediately. You see the comments and messages rolling in very quickly. Yeah. And for this, even though just as many people are hearing it or tuning in or subscribed or more, I'm not getting that immediate feedback. And whether it's negative or positive, it helps me. It helps me really feel like kind of I'm tricking my brain into thinking it's just me and you having a conversation. And there's no kind of immediate reminder or visual reminder that, no, wait a minute, thousands of people are going to listen to this or hear this. So I like that kind of separation. Anybody who has seen me live with Self-Helpless, we only did a handful of live shows. We actually were going to be going out on a live podcast tour right before COVID hit to our top five cities where we had the most listeners. And obviously that got canceled and the world turned upside down. I mean, I had stage fright at those live shows, even though I was doing the same thing. I was sitting down talking to my friends with a microphone, but just doing that with the visible reminder that people are listening could really get in my head. And I would feel like I was not as relaxed. I was probably not sharing as much as I would. And so you just have to know what works for you. And sometimes you put yourself in those situations that are uncomfortable, and it will give you that information of what's going to work for you and what's not going to work for you. So it's very strange finding that balance. I mean, it's taken me years, honestly. So I wouldn't beat yourself up if you're still trying to figure out how to show up and feel comfortable while doing it, because it takes a lot of different experiences to figure that out for yourself.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The more that you experiment, the more that you fail, the more you just keep learning. It's like the quicker you get to where you want to go, instead of just sitting for so long, like fucking hating what you're doing and not really knowing how to get out of it or what to do.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one thing. It's also given me this sense of, I've been able to like kind of maintain this sense of peace and privacy with it that I haven't been able to it using other methods, where I just feel like, I'm trying to explain this. For example, being on social media, I'm not bashing social media. I think it's fantastic. It's a great tool. It just wasn't for me in a lot of ways. And I just like to share that with people, because some people also feel that way, but feel like social media is a requirement to be a successful business owner, entrepreneur. did I tell you I called myself an entrepreneur when I was running by Delaney? Anyway, side note. When I was on social media, you know, there's a level of access that people have to you, whether they're interested in your content or not. And it feels easier to reach out to people that way. People actually have to go out of their way to email me and tell me that they hate my voice or something. You know what I mean? So that's been very helpful. And it's actually such a weird experience having been part of other platforms and then doing this and basically going social media free, is I don't have trolls. I don't have people saying or doing weird shit. And of course, that's not going to probably be forever, but I cannot believe the difference. Mm-hmm. So that's a very strange thing I wasn't really expecting with this path as well. The criticism and stuff cannot be avoided no matter what, but I can tell you it's made it a lot more of a challenge for people to do that, because it's just not as accessible.
Yeah, I can totally see that. I think I told you one time some person like commented on one of my reels that I made, like, grow up. And I was like, I was like so offended at first. And then I was like, I don't even fucking know this person. And why are they taking time out of their day to say that to me? You don't even fucking know me.
All right, Joe from Boise, Idaho. Thanks so much. Nice to meet you too.
But yeah, can totally fuck with your mindset and kind of take you down this rabbit hole. So I love that idea of like eliminating the bullshit if you can and where you can.
Exactly. And what's really cool about podcasting, at least I feel like the people in this space are finding this because they're searching for the topics. So they're only landing here because they're actually interested in what we're sharing about.
Right.
Where sometimes other platforms you're using, you're collecting all kinds of people who saw a picture of you somewhere and they want to follow you, people, you know, so it's it feels like a very intentional space now, where it would be I don't think it would make as much sense for somebody to come over here and troll the podcast, because how would they even find it to begin with? Are they searching for how to optimize your, you know, your platform for your business? I don't think so.
I did, though, have one time this girl left me an iTunes review who was like trying to get a hold of me.
Oh, wow.
Because like we weren't really like friends anymore. And so she left me an iTunes review that was like, I'm sure you look at these. And I was like, Jesus Christ, dude, I can't remove this shit. So now it's just up as a review, as kind of like a get a hold of me. I know. Oh, so, I mean, there are weird people who will go to all lengths
Oh, but, 1,000% reviews. That's a whole nother beast. We could do a totally another episode on that. And like, how effective are they really?
It kind of reminds me of, I have watched a movie that has gotten, you know, like 10% Rotten Tomatoes. It's like awful. And I've loved it. And so just because you get a shitty review means fucking nothing. Like it truly just means that person just didn't like it, which whatever. You kind of have to just take it with a grain of salt and just be like, well, I don't know. Let's just keep going.
Yes. And introverts, remember, people can buy podcast reviews. This is the space of the same kind of thing of how people can buy followers and buy interactions and comments and stuff. People can buy podcast reviews. Just because you feel like maybe your reviews are not up to par, it doesn't mean anything about the quality of your show. And the people that are going to resonate with you, they're going to resonate with you whether you got 5 reviews or 5 million. And so I would just trust that. If that has been kind of a block for you or has been holding you back. And here's the thing, you know, if you want to try to work this in your favor, just pick a short period of time where you tell everybody you know to go review your podcast and incentivize that. And that will usually pump your shit up on the top charts. Mm-hmm. You get that. You say, woo, I got on the top charts. You have that credit. And then you can forget about it. There's ways that you can have the best of both worlds. You can have the credibility you're looking for, but you can also maintain your sanity if it's something that you just don't feel like doing. Another thing, and this has just kind of come about because of what my clients have expressed, is the review thing, getting reviews, having enough reviews, all that stuff, that can really trip people out because they feel like in order to have a successful platform or business that's associated with the podcast, you've got to have a lot of reviews. You got to have people saying certain things. You got to be able to, you know, beat the algorithm and keep on the charts and all that stuff. Look, all that stuff is great, but it's not necessary. And I think what freaks people out sometimes is they feel like, wait a minute, so I have to be really salesy to get the reviews in order to have the successful platform for the business, but I don't feel like doing that first step of telling everybody to come review my podcast and it's so great and give me 5 stars and here you go, here's my business card. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do that. Reviews are like followers and likes and comments. They are nice. They do provide some credibility and social proof when somebody is maybe considering a couple things, a certain type of person is considering something, but they ultimately do not affect the way that you can show up on your platform and optimize it. Yes, when you get a lot of reviews, you get on the charts and stuff like that, and that does make you visible in some ways, but guess how many people have found us because we were on the top charts that told us how they found us?
0.
Fucking 0. I mean, maybe there's one that I'm forgetting. People heard about the show through word of mouth, through being mentioned on another show, for that kind of stuff. Nobody's like, I saw you on the top 100, decided to give you a click. You know, that's so really, it's a great credibility boost. It really is. It's nice saying, hey, both my shows have been on the top podcast charts. Does it directly affect my business or the revenue in my business? No, mm-hmm. It really doesn't. So I would say get that out of your head too, introverts. If you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to show up and like market my podcast all the time. You do not. You can optimize things in a very different way with how you're titling your episodes, what you're saying, the content you're creating, all of that. We can have several episodes around how to podcast efficiently. And I can tell you this, Self-Helpless Podcast, we've been doing that for over 4 years. We've been doing this less than a year. I have made more money in less than a year than I have with Self-Helpless Podcast in over 4 years because of the way I'm using this platform. Self-Helpless has so many more reviews, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
So just a reminder of the podcasting space can be similar with how you might see stuff on social media. Somebody has like a really big following and lots of things happening like that. And somebody else might have a smaller, you know, follower count or something that doesn't necessarily speak to what's going on inside their business.
Yes.
So just making sure you're separating that with your podcast as well.
Yeah. Just knowing like who you are, what type of person you are, can help you with the strategy.
Yes. And of course, there's a lot of options for introverts who need to market their business or put themselves out there. There's a lot of different methods of things. But what's been nice about podcasting that I have found is that you can really go into depth about your values and who you are and your personality without feeling like, I have not felt like it's forced. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Where like anytime I've tried to create content, this is for me, I'm not saying this is everybody, but when I have created content for other stuff, it feels like I'm trying to put everything in a nice, neat little package instead of just showing up as who I am. And that's just a block that I have with other methods. And so I feel like this is a nice way for me to, I feel comfortable and I'm also sharing the most and feeling comfortable about sharing that much. Mm-hmm. So it feels authentic and it's also really effective for people to know who I am and if they want to work with me.
Because
I'm just talking where other things that are maybe shorter content or pieces that people really have to ingest a lot of to get who you are, you kind of have that in a podcast episode. And, you know, again, like there's a lot of people who crush other platforms beautifully and they show up very authentically and you do get a lot of depth and all of that. So podcasting is not the only thing, but it's really been, I mean, it's been incredibly effective for my career. And I'm super passionate about it because it's supported me with everything, every kind of career transition. It's really been a very great constant. And I'm glad that I ended up putting that time in even before I realized how great it can be and how effective it can be. And of course, these podcasting tips for introverts are really specific to this type of personality. But as far as optimizing a podcast and all of that, that's a whole different episode and several episodes. So if you want to learn more about podcasting and those types of tips, just be sure to throw that in the hat for the next voting period and stuff like that. If you really want to get more in depth about that.
Yeah.
If you find that you are feeling pressured to be really visible on a lot of different platforms that make you feel uncomfortable for one reason or another, I have found podcasting to be a really great alternative. And it's something that has allowed me to be social media free. And before I was social media free, it just allowed me to be able to cut way back. Mm-hmm. I just didn't need to show up in a million different places. I think there's a big difference between being visible for visibility's sake and being visible with intention. And not to say one is better than the other, but some people really want a big following just because they think it's fun. And that's amazing. Yeah. And they should go for it. Some people want a big following because that's what makes sense for their business model. And that's great. Some people are feeling pressured to have a big following, even though they don't like it and their business model doesn't need it. And that's the kind of the person I'm speaking to when we're talking about these alternative methods anyway, is of course you can be whatever the hell you want, but just know that if you're hearing that there's only one way to do shit, that's incorrect. I remember being a new entrepreneur. I kept hearing over and over again, you have to be on social media. It's just part of our world now. You have to, it's non-negotiable, get over it. And I'm like, you know, I believed that in the beginning and that stressed me the fuck out. And now years later, I'm like, that's not true. That isn't true. And I'm not saying one person is wrong or the other. I'm just saying you have to be open to the fact that one method is not it for everybody. Oh, everybody has a unique approach because they have different needs and personalities and interests. So
yes, it'd be awesome for you to give tips for introverts who do not want to see, even if say that their podcast like blew up and they were getting a ton of reviews, a ton of emails. How could they streamline to where they really don't have to deal with that?
Great question. So we get a lot of emails, we get a lot of comments, we get a lot of pitches, we get a lot of all those things. And what's been very helpful is having somebody handle that isn't us. So, you know, we have a wonderful producer who is the one who reads all the emails, collects the feedback, tells us things that we need to know. Like, hey, this is the constructive criticism. Here you go. But is not sending the mean shit our way. You know, the things that are just criticizing, like the way that we look or just anything else that is just mean. We don't have to see that stuff to get to the stuff that matters. So that's really nice. And on top of it, she sends really nice things. So we're seeing, we have that filter of, here's the important stuff we need to know. Here's something somebody said that's really nice and inspiring, and don't worry about the rest of it. So having some kind of person who handles that for you, same thing with the reviews and stuff. She's the one who looks at all of that. And we, of course, have access to do that. But that's been very helpful for me, because in order for me to keep showing up and doing this type of work, I have to be in a positive mindset. I'm already nervous as an introvert putting myself out there. So if I'm already handling that anxiety or managing that anxiety, and on top of it, I'm seeing all these different opinions come in about me, it makes it very challenging to move forward. Yeah. So that is something I would recommend. And look, if you don't have it in your budget to have a, you know, an assistant or something, hey, can you have a friend check that stuff for you once a week, once a month, and buy them lunch? Like, can you barter something? Can you hire somebody for 1 hour a week to do those few things? But just protect your energy if those things really do affect you. For me, when I see some of the numbers, it really freaks me out. You know, when I see how many people are tuning in, it can really, like, whew, just that rush in my body doesn't always feel great. That can definitely be a task that you delegate to somebody. Does it, the person who might be looking at the emails and all those types of things, saying, hey, can you also check the download numbers every month and tell me what are the top performers? What are the themes that you're seeing? Let me tell me what the title themes that you're seeing that are performing well. I want to get all that information delivered to me in a nice little box instead of me having to do it. Or when you look at numbers, just go there with intention and look at it as, I'm just collecting information. I'm not judging my numbers one way or the other, because I also have clients that get really defeated when they feel like their numbers are low. People are tuning in, and we only need X amount to become your client or customer. This is great. These are great numbers for the business model. Again, so remembering what is your business model and how many people actually need to be in your space for you to have a profitable business is great.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
When I check the numbers, there is a purpose. I'm not just scrolling to be like, okay, let's get really freaked out one way or the other, whether it's, oh, that's too many people or that's not enough people. Going and actually saying, okay, what's working and what's not? And that's, the numbers are telling me that. And how can I double down on what's working? So you need to look at your numbers, but you can also do that in a way that makes you comfortable as well. Yeah. And that might be with another person in the mix, or it might just be getting in a different mindset when you go and check those analytics for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Another thing is just knowing that video is optional. For example, like the Self-Helpless podcast, we record audio and video, and the videos are on YouTube. For this, it's just audio. You know, I could be sitting, you know, unshowered in a onesie, and you guys don't freaking know. That's another kind of way where I'm like, you know what? I don't feel like I want to be on display like that if I don't have to be. And I've even told you, Chris, I'm like, look, if this is not effective with just audio, let's open it up to video and we'll start doing that. But for right now, I'm going to start with just this. And if this works, we don't need to add anything else.
Right.
You know, so really being like, okay, why don't you start with something that you're comfortable with? And then you can always build on that. You don't have to be in all the different places with the podcast, with all the different, you know, mediums and formats.
Right. Oh yeah. It's the external voices that I think can get to your head. I was even just thinking as you were talking how I am totally fine, like speaking in public. I'm fine unless someone says, like, now I'm turning it over to Chris. And then I freak the fuck out. But if they wouldn't have like said that, I would have been totally fine. So I think it's almost like the way that you approach things and the way that you approach how you're going to do your podcast or show up. It's like how you want to, instead of in the ways that may freak you out or may make you feel icky.
Such a good point. That's so funny. I feel very similarly. It's the same reason why, like, when I get asked to like be a speaker somewhere, I get right into Q&A. You're not going to get me up there by myself given a presentation with a PowerPoint. I feel like I'm fine when the other people are part of the conversation.
Oh yeah.
But when it's just like me and here you go, that's when I really get in my head and like, yeah, this just doesn't work for me the same way. And I don't feel like it's effective for me either or them. I think everybody will get the most out of it if I just do it the way that I'm comfortable.
Oh yeah.
So like, hey, do you want to give a presentation? No, but I'll come and talk to your people for 30 minutes and give them practical action steps. Is that cool? Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I've approached that. And I think, you know, a big message here is that build your business and your platform around you. You don't have to fit you inside of what you think the mold is. You know, like you have a lot of control with how you show up, how you record, when you release, what you talk about, who you have, if you have guests or if you don't have guests, what kind of guests. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of control. And I know that it can be easy to feel like there's only kind of one method or one system. I mean, we've had a lot of people say like, you got to release a weekly podcast or you're fucked. You know, you got to stay relevant. You got to be on social media every single day or you're going to tank. It's just not true. So if you're hearing something and it feels like, oh, I wish there was another way, just know that there is, and you can discover that for yourself. Mm-hmm. If something is not resonating, it's not because you're not up for the challenge of being an entrepreneur or running your own business or having a profitable podcast or whatever it is. It just means that's not the right fit or approach for you. That's all that means. It doesn't mean that you don't have what it takes. And I think that's a big thing that I've learned is like, I used to beat myself up so much, like, God, why can't I just do it the way that it feels like everybody else is comfortable doing it? Or if they're not comfortable, they're pushing themselves to do it. So maybe I'm just a big fucking baby and I need to get over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally just like, I'm not trying to change myself. Let me just work with myself and do it my way. And we'll see how it goes.
Yes. I love that. Such a great reminder.
Just looking at your platform and making it look like you and nobody else. You don't have to follow anybody else's rules, including what we're saying. You know, you are you're your own person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to do things differently. You might do something a way that becomes the industry standard for other people because they love it so much.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to try some new stuff. Introverts, I hope this helped. I think podcasting is an incredible tool and I've found it to be really great for my personality and all of that. So if you're considering optimizing it or just starting one, test it out.
Mm-hmm.
Test it out for yourself. All right, everybody. Well, that's it. I mean, there's nothing left. You can end your day now. You can leave a 5-star rating and review, everybody. Yes.
A few more things I wanted to add to this conversation that we didn't really get into is that you can utilize the privacy features on whatever platform you're using. So for you, maybe that means disabling comments on certain things or customizing who sees your posts, launching a private podcast, putting autoresponders in places so you don't feel like you have to respond to every single piece of feedback you get, whatever it might be. It does not have to be all or nothing. It doesn't have to be you either have no help with this stuff or a team full of people helping you manage it. Automation tools exist and they can be very helpful. There's always a happy medium and creative solution you can come up with. And if you're optimizing your platform for your business, you don't need to have millions of subscribers to be profitable. So really try to catch that all or nothing thinking along those lines too. And since we chatted a little bit about introversion at the top of this episode, if you want to dig into that topic more, you can check out the episode of Self Helpless we did. I think it's called Introvert, Extrovert, and Ambivert. And it goes into all of that. Also want to mention that you can submit episode topics for the podcast, just the way that this topic was submitted by one of our subscribers. And our patrons vote on the topic and we release an episode about it, all that good stuff. And you can do that over at patreon.com/selfhelpless, or you can click the link in this episode's description. I'm actually recording this on my birthday, and someone asked, you know, why work on your birthday if you can schedule it off? And this just doesn't feel like work to me, so much so that I'm happy to do this on my birthday. And I'm really grateful for just that feeling today. And I just wanted to take a moment to say that I love connecting with you all this way and appreciate you so much. So hope this helps jumpstart your own brainstorming for things that you can try around your own work or platform. And maybe you're making some changes because you've experienced more exposure and visibility than you have liked, and you're trying to intentionally scale back and recalibrate a bit, or you just already know that being out there all over the place is not for you and it's just not a fit for your personality. Just know that whether you want to be on TV and speak on stages to thousands of people or podcast in your underwear from your bedroom by yourself, success is not a one-size-fits-all. You don't have to sacrifice your peace and sanity for it. And you can absolutely create what success means to you and have a really good time doing it. All right. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to the Self Helpless Podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and other goodies at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you left an iTunes review, shared this episode with a friend, or post about it on Instagram and tag at Self Helpless Podcast so we can repost you and say hi. Thanks, everyone.